Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting second. The catcher, Milt May. Batting third. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Doyle Alexander. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. And now, play ball. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Trevino fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabal moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabal scores. Herndon moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozzilli for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabal hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino strikes out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 1 in the game. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to home to get Brooks. Trevino moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozzilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill North pinch hits for Billy Smith. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Doyle Alexander. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Enos Cavill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavill hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Youngblood. Bergman goes all the way around to score. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Mike Sadek pinch runs for Milt May. Neil Allen now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Sadek now catching. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Dave Bergman now playing left field. Larry Herndon now playing right field. Johnny LeMaster Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mukie Wilson now playing left field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Rennie Stennett. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.